50. Let's go right to the phones. And who's up first, Ira? Talk to Greg Dooley. Dooley, what's up, man?
Hey, Sam. Just a comment and a question. First off, you know, you mentioned Monday, but really it was last week that I think you kind of tipped people off, and you just speculated, and you shared, you know, kind of your take and asked a few questions. But that's when you really tipped people off to maybe something that was going on here. And I also noticed it was spun as not quite what you said in some other media sources. So I noticed that, but you deserve a lot of credit, I think, for that, and I think your listeners know that.
Appreciate that.
The question, on the MGO blog interview, Dorsey mentioned he hadn't heard from the coaches yet on the matter. And I, on the face, it looks like, well, that seems like, well, why haven't the coaches talked to him? But I know you also talked to him and spoke to him, and I was wondering if there's more to that, if you knew anything about that, or if the coaches can speak to him about this matter until it's closed.
Well,
that's what I got. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. He did tell. Well, he told us he had spoken to the coaches about the matter. You know, it is. He also received some things in the mail. He said that that sort of is a definitive in his eyes about where things stand. But the ultimate, you know, again, I don't want to give too much away of his story before it gets out. But what he said was, he said the news was broken to him. And I have no way to confirm whether or not it's true. So I want to qualify what I'm about to say by saying it's his account. But he said that his parents have been doing a lot of the speaking. That's number one. Maybe that I don't know if that's what he meant, but he told us he had spoken to the coaches at least, but that his parents had been doing most of the talking, and that it was his parents that spoke to someone at admissions. And again, I don't know if that's true. Can only relay what he said. He said it, you know, his parents spoke to someone at admissions, and that's you know, that's sort of how he got the news. Now again, the full story, and I'm paraphrasing a longer article that will be up, and you'll be able to read it for yourself coming up here in the next hour or so, hopefully, from Eugene Hankerson of GoBlueWolverine.com. But it is, you know, the notion that he has been in the dark about what was going on is not, you know, if anyone had that notion, that's not accurate. It is, you know, it's clear, or it has been clear for a few weeks to him, at least according to him, that there was an issue here. But for him, the primary issue doesn't even seem to be as disappointed as he is, and he's immensely disappointed. The primary issue seems to be timing. He just said, man, you know, I wish I would have known about this earlier, and then I could have done something different. Because, you know, also, speaking of recruiting, he seems as opposed to, you know, going to a, why would he go to a prep school or a JUCO if he's qualified? And he seems to believe that that's the case. He seems certainly prepared to reopen his recruitment. The word we get is that, you know, because talking to some of the guys at scout.com who cover Florida State, is that that Florida State is really, that his bridge has been burned there, that DeMar Dorsey's bridge has been burned there. You know, according to some of our guys at scout.com, saying that, hey, you know, they thought they were going to get him on signing day. Maybe someone in his camp gave the impression that he would be coming there, and they were expecting his LOI on signing day, and it went to Michigan, much to their surprise. And now they're not inclined at all to be the fallback option. So, you know, basically say, hey, you know, you didn't love us, so we don't love you, that kind of thing, that kind of scenario. You know, seems to be the case. So that bridge for DeMar Dorsey seems to have been burned.